Scientists have found four new groups of emperor penguins in Antarctica using satellite pictures. This means we now know about 66 places where they live. It's really important for people who want to protect these penguins because they're having a tough time because of climate change. These penguins have babies on ice that's not moving, but that kind of ice is getting smaller and changing more. Finding these new groups is good news, but it also shows that the penguins need to be able to change and move to new places as the ice keeps changing. Emperor penguins are the biggest kind of penguin and they live in really tough conditions in Antarctica. They have babies in groups, and these groups are usually about 250 kilometers apart. Scientists have been using satellites to look for new groups of penguins in the spaces between the ones we already know about. The four new groups they found have a few thousand more penguins in them, adding to the total of about 550,000. It's clear that the penguins will have to be able to change and move to new places as the ice keeps changing, because some of the groups we already knew about have moved around. Satellites are the best way to find emperor penguin groups because Antarctica is so big and far away. Scientists can see the groups because the penguins' poop makes stains on the white ice, and if there are enough penguins in one place, you can even see it from space. Dr. Peter Fretwell from the British Antarctic Survey has found about half of the groups we know about using satellite pictures. The pictures from the EU's Sentinel-2 spacecraft have helped scientists watch the penguins try to start a new group near Britain's Halley Research Station. Finding these new groups of emperor penguins shows that they can change and move around when the ice changes. The satellites have also helped scientists see how far the penguins go to find food for their babies. The adults can travel over 100 kilometers in one day. The scientists published their findings about the new groups in the journal Antarctic Science.